Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up briefly on what we were talking about before. There's another war zone in the Black Sea between Ukraine and Russia. It's called Snake Island. You remember Snake Island? Early on, back in February, there's some Ukrainian sailors who held out to the death, and it turned out they ultimately were wounded and captured, and the Ruskies thought that they would occupy Snake Island. Why does that matter? Snake Island is only 110 acres. It's something like 8 miles south of Odessa. But the Ruskies claim that if they own Snake Island, they can claim legal entitlement to the whole Western Black Sea resources. That somehow they're going, just like the Chinese in the South China Sea, do these fake islands, and then they claim they have a 200-mile perimeter around them. The Ruskies think if they take Snake Island, they can do the same thing. Well, some good news. At Snake Island, the Russian fleet started out with about 8 Raptor-style patrol boats. Those are gunboats, very large, very lethal. I'm pleased to say that right now they have 3 left. 5 of them have been destroyed. The Ukrainians have done a wonderful job. They've got to be supported. But, you know, it's not all roses. You go back to the EU, and here's a problem with the EU. Viktor Orban of Hungary just announced that Hungary in the EU will veto the oil embargo of Russia. They'll veto it. Now, this is a very important issue, so let's analyze this a little more deeply. The EU has approximately 32 countries in it, and they have a requirement that virtually everything has to be done unanimously. Now, you can't get 32 people to be unanimous on virtually anything. I mean, you know, in the Senate, if you don't have 100 people agree on something, one of them can hold it up for weeks. In the 19th century, they could have held it up forever. You just can't do it. Yet, at the same time, Hungary is in the EU. And Hungary is not like a lot of other EU countries. Hungarian is not a Romance language or a Slavic language. It's virtually incomprehensible. It's like Finnish or Basque. And the people of Hungary, a lot of them are descended from Magyars who just came swooping out horsemen from the Russian steppes, you know, 1,000 years ago, a long time ago. And they are very prickly and ornery. And frankly, they're good soldiers, good fighters. They stood up to the Ruskies when the Ruskies invaded them in 1956. They had to knuckle under for a while, but they never did it willingly. And the Cardinal Budapest, the Ruskies were going to hang him. So the American embassy took him in. Eisenhower took him in. The poor Cardinal had to hang out in the American embassy, I think, for the rest of his life. So they know the Ruskies. They don't like the Ruskies. However, this Viktor Orban is a thief. He's a he is in league with Putin. He's almost as servile to Putin as Lukashenko of Belarus is. He's attacked Zelensky, saying that Zelensky is the enemy and Putin is a friend. And this clown is in the EU. Well, something's got to change, and I'm going to give you my proposal, and I'm going to give you Mario Draghi's proposal, okay? Who's Mario Draghi? The Prime Minister of Italy. That's who he is. He's also a world-class economist and doing a great job as the head of Italy. Now, Mario Draghi suggested, you know, you have people like Hungary, then like in NATO, you have Turkey. Turkey is not in the EU, but Turkey is in NATO. Great Britain is in NATO and not the EU. Some people are in the EU and not in NATO. There's a pretty good overlap, however. So Draghi said, you know what we should do? We should federalize this and have some kind of a decision-making process where you don't need unanimity. And if you have repeated people who are a problem, throw them out of the EU. I agree with that 100%. Macron of France just set up a meeting with Orban. Orban is a Putin lackey, and say, look, you get much more out of the EU than we get out of you, Jack. you're a pipsqueak. You're a small country. You're very close to Russia. They invaded you before. And we're not going to put up with you sticking a knife into EU policy. So you better come correct with some respect very quick. Obviously, he's not going to say it like that. Obviously, he's not going to say it the way Matt Flynn talks to Matt Flynn direct. However, that's what the gist of the message. And I think the other thing is, when you have an outlier who sticks a knife in the EU to benefit Putin, what's very simple is the other 31 countries in the EU simply announce they are going to cut off oil from Russia. They are all going to cut off oil from Russia. Even Germany and Austria, who really are going to get hit a lot worse than Hungary. And if Hungary doesn't do it, they're going to sanction Hungary financially. So yeah, they're still in the EU, but because they were bad boys, very bad boys, and because they're pro-Putin, they're going to pay a price. Now, one of the benefits in the EU is you don't have tariffs on goods. Maybe they start levying some tariffs on them. Number two, anybody in Hungary can go anywhere in the EU and settle down, get a job and live without a visa. You know, he's a citizen of Europe. Okay. Well, okay. But if you are going to stick a knife in the EU and suck up to Putin, we're going to take a look at who you're sending. If you're going to send anybody that we think is a problem or disruptive, they can't come elsewhere. Mario Draghi's idea, the guy that heads Italy, is throw him out. Well, maybe. But there's an old saying that says, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Viktor Orban is an enemy. Remember, Tucker Carlson likes him. Tucker Carlson went to Hungary. He was going to broadcast from Hungary. The Conservative Political Action Caucus is going to have their convention next year in Hungary because Viktor Orban is pro-Putin. The Republican Party is not an American party. The Republican Party is a Russian party. They like Putin. They like authoritarianism. They are drifting slowly to fascism. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump speaks very highly of Viktor Orban. Donald Trump slams Zelensky. Enough's enough. So Viktor Orban should not be permitted to get away with this. What happens to him, I don't know. I think that Macron is the first salvo, first shot across his bow, meeting with him and saying that you're not going to suck up to Putin and still be a member of the EU. And you're not going to attack Zelensky, who's magnificent, who's standing tall against terrible odds. And you are right next to him. You're very close to him and you're sucking up. And one of the things that really amazes me when I've looked on some man on the street interviews, some descriptions of what the average person in Hungary thinks about all this, they go, oh, okay, well, you know, that's Orban. Hey, Hungarians, do you remember 1956? Do you remember what happened? The Ruskies came in. There's a building downtown Budapest. I've been to Budapest several times. There was a Russian prison where they tortured people. And if we were having this discussion in the 1960s or 70s, it would be as if the Nazis had come in. And the Nazis did go in to Budapest. And they killed something, I don't know, 400,000 Jewish people. Putin is the same thing right now. Stalin had died in 53, but Khrushchev was the same thing in 56. And we're putting up with this? It's time to lay the hammer down. You don't have unanimity among 32 clowns over there when the chief clown, Orban, is sucking up to Putin. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm so